You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend the next 60 minutes talking about important information you need to know about how to be successful when pursuing your personal pageant goals. Well, we have a really, really exciting show planned for you today. Many, many contestants participate in pageants, as I'm sure you know, as a stepping stone to a career in modeling or entertainment. Well, in today's show, we're going to cover everything you need to know to make that transition from pageants to modeling and entertainment successfully. And then later in the show, I'll be answering your calls and emails and sharing an inspirational thought to help you be absolutely pageant fab at your next pageant. As a reminder, we do welcome your calls and questions during the show. We want to make sure you're getting the information you need to be truly fabulous. If you're a current title holder and would like to give your name and title and have it announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. He's a real friendly guy and he's getting the hang of this pageant stuff. If you'd prefer to have just your first name announced, that's perfectly fine, too. To join our conversation or ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888-463-6748. That's 888, go for it. And international callers can dial 011-847-470-0937. We're really looking forward to hearing from you today. Well, today's show is all about how you can leverage your experience as a pageant contestant to launch a successful modeling or entertainment career. My guest today is definitely the go-to agent for anyone who wants to break into the modeling or entertainment industry. Andrea Patrick Forte is the CEO and owner of Patrick Talent and has helped countless number of aspiring actors and models to achieve their career goals. Andrea combines her experience as a contestant and former title holder with her experience as a successful model and performer to help shape the careers of celebrities that you and I see every day in print and on TV. And in addition to running one of the most successful talent agencies, Andrea is the founder and director of Once Upon a Dream and also the director of Fashion and Beauty for Supermodels Unlimited magazine. You can learn more about Andrea by visiting her two websites. She's doubly talented, so she needs two websites. The first website is www.patrick.talent.com, and her Once Upon a Dream website, which is an inspirational, motivational product and clothing line, www.what-is-your-dream.com. Well, welcome, Andrea, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Valerie, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
And it's just fascinating to me. We talked a little bit before the show started, and it's fascinating to me your background. Tell us a little bit about your pageant background, Andrea.
Well, I go way back. I checked my pageant bio, and to be honest with you, I went back to it and looked that I competed in 1972 in my very first pageant in my hometown of Uniontown, Pennsylvania in 1972, the Little Miss organization. And I guess I would be called a pageant girl. It was a way for me to get up on stage and perform, and I always was a dancer. My brother and I performed in this area all of our lives, and I just loved being on stage and performing my dancing. So when pageants came into the area, it was just a wonderful means for me to perform in front of an audience. And looking through all of the years that I did compete, leading up to when I met Phyllis George at the age of 10 years old, she was somebody that I wanted to aspire to be like, and she just inspired me to ultimately want to compete at the Miss America pageant. And when I was 18 years old, I competed at Miss Pennsylvania USA, which was not the Miss America organization, but I thought it would give me enough experience one day to compete in the America program. And little did I know that I would win it, but I thought I was young, but I went to the Miss USA pageant in 1980, and it was an amazing experience. And that was the year that Sean Weatherly won and went on to win Miss Universe. And then I went on to college in West Virginia at West Virginia University and competed in the America program and won Miss West Virginia that and when I went to school there. So,
Amazing, Andrea. You've done it all.
Well, it's been a great past experience in pageants. So that's why I do enjoy working with former pageant winners or current pageant title holders to this day. And I just think that they are very well-rounded, and I feel that they have a lot to contribute to the industry of entertainment. And they're all pursuing different things in their career, so I have a loyalty to pageant people.
Because I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, that just because of my past experiences, I see that it's very difficult sometimes to get going into the modeling and entertainment industry. So I feel that I've gotten a name in the industry for being the go-to agency for the girls in the industry from pageants.
So then how did you get into modeling and entertainment? How did you make that transition from pageantry?
Well, I competed at Miss America, and that was the year that Vanessa Williams won the title. And she and I became very good friends. And she moved from New York to Los Angeles. And at that time in my life, I ended up moving out there as well. And I just was really mainly pursuing an acting career. And it seemed to be that I was somebody that was well-rounded in acting and singing and dancing, so I really wasn't focusing on modeling. But I was receiving more requests to be a spokesperson, and then print work came my way. And you really just need to be open to whatever comes into your life. So I was, and that's when my modeling career started to take off.
Well, speaking of someone whose career has taken off, I believe that we have someone in the entertainment industry on the line for you. I believe that Marshana is calling in. Marshana, are you on the line? Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Marshana. I'm so glad you called.
Marshana, Andrea and I know who you are. Why don't you tell all of our listeners who you are and what you've been up to?
Well, I am Marshana Dahlia Ritchie. I am former pageant girl. I guess I've since retired. And I was Miss Earth New York for 2007. And now I am, most recently I was on a reality TV show that some of you may know called The Bachelor London Calling, where out of 25 women, I made it into the final six. And, that has really, really helped my career. Most recently, I was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and that was very, very exciting. And I had a little cameo in the Sex and the City movie, and I'm just looking to forward my career and move on.
Oh, and you're not telling everybody everything. Ellen just adores you. Walk on, Marshana. Walk on.
Yes, Ellen DeGeneres really does adore me, and she gave me a great business idea when I was there to kind of like move ahead and like make these great T-shirts and pants and put that whole walk-off logo on it. So I have taken her advice, and her people have kept in touch with me. And in the fall, they want to do another segment of me coming back on and kind of doing a little bit of the fashion show, showing people that I really took her advice. So I'm very excited, and I'm a business owner now, and it feels good to say that I'm an entrepreneur. So definitely, you know, my start in pageants and, of course, the show and Ellen's, you know, love of myself has definitely helped.
Marshana, I'm assuming that you worked with Patrick Talent in launching these transitions from pageant to the entertainment industry. How did you find it helpful to work with a talent agency, and what mentoring or coaching or advice were they able to give you along the way?
Oh, I mean, I definitely wouldn't be where I am in my career without the help of everyone over at Patrick Talent, you know, Andrea, Jacqueline. I know them, you know, so well. And every single step of the way in this process, they have been there for me. They represent me, and they're very great, and they're very wonderful. But they've been there kind of to mentor me and to guide me, to, you know, encourage me when I needed it. Because it's hard when you come home from a reality show and you're watching everything on TV, and we speak on emails, and any great opportunities, you know, they send my way, because I'm new. I'm really new to this whole entertainment world. I did my very, very first pageant at the age of 25. So I was on the latter end of, you know, my competitive years, and just really decided later in life. Well, I always knew I wanted to do it, but it wasn't until later in life that I decided to pursue a career in entertainment. So having the staff at Patrick Talent behind me and representing me and able to guide me and help me, because there was so much that I didn't know. And that's definitely helped me get to the point where I am today. And it's just a real testament to everybody that it is never, never, never too late. If you're still breathing, you can make it happen.
So what can we look for you? Where can we look for you in the future, Marshawna? Do you have a website that people can keep up with you, or how can they track you, and what can we watch for you next?
Well, my website, it has a coming soon page. It's not all done yet. It's called walkoffandshutup.com. Spell it all out.
Can you tell them about something you're going to appear in the July, August issue? She just shot a wonderful pictorial and a great article coming up in the Supermodels Unlimited magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everybody should go out and get their copy, because Marshawna is looking really fierce and beautiful in this next issue. So Steve Azara, he's a celebrity New York photographer, and he's amazing. And I think you had a good time doing that, didn't you, Marshawna?
Yes, I did. I had a wonderful time. And yes, you know, I was trying to save that last little tidbit for the end. But Steve is great. The shoot was fantastic. Again, Patrick Talent, love them. Love you guys, because you guys hooked me up with that. But Steve is an amazing photographer. It was really great. I'm not really a model, so to speak. Yes, I'm represented by a talent agency, but I don't really model often. But you know what? They made me feel so comfortable. It was such a fun experience, and I cannot wait to see what it looks like. I actually pre-ordered 5 copies, because I can't wait.
We'll get you.
Well, congratulations, Marshawna. We wish you absolutely the best and good luck in the future. And tell us again the name of your website so we can watch you.
Walkoffandshutup.com.
Well, with that, we'll close it out, Marshawna. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Marshawna.
So
we love you.
Thanks. I love you guys too.
Bye.
Our next question comes from Jenna Maraska, and Jenna is currently she's currently one of your clients and celebrities. Her website is Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, hyphen Maraska, M-O-R-A-S-C-A, Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, dash Maraska.com. And Jenna writes, thanks, Andrea, and you know I think you're amazing, and thank you for all the work you do for all of us and the positive role model and image you give to women. Jenna asks, what kind of pageant, or which pageant in specific, do you think is good for someone who is in high school and just starting out?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Jenna for writing in. She's one of my other celebrity clients who does amazing work with animal rights, and she's an animal activist, and I think she's fantastic. She has her own show on a pet show on Fox, and she, as everybody might know who she was the winner of Survivor Amazon. So with that said, in high school, I have to say that when I was in high school, I know that we had a very popular competition that I entered, where all of the high schools in our area held, and it was called the Bituminous Coal Queens of Pennsylvania. And I think all across the country, I think everybody has their own type of localized pageant. You know, whether it's the corn pageant or whatever it is, in our area, King is Coal. And so I entered it at that point, and it was the 25th year that I won that year. And we get to speak at the House of Representatives, and you just represent that industry for that entire year that you're a senior. Well, this, I think about 3 years ago, it was the 50th anniversary, and Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond and her husband came back to this area to make a documentary of the pageant itself and also of the coal industry. And it's on DVD now. And I basically think what I'm trying to say here is you never know what types of opportunities will come, even from a localized high school pageant. And I think it's a great way for you to get your feet wet, just to see if it's something that you might want to enter. You may not like pageants, but then again, you may. And if you do, then you can look into other pageants such as the America system or the USA system. They all have teen pageants that you can enter. So I think that you can just start off that way and see if it's just something that you might want to, you know, move forward with.
That sounds like great advice. We have a caller on the line who'd like to ask a question about pageantry and modeling. And it's Sandy. Sandy, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. Andrea, what are the similarities between the entertainment industry and the pageant industry?
The similar keys?
Yes.
The similarities.
Similarities.
Well, you know, I think that you just need to put yourself out there. You're on stage in front of a lot of people where you need to impress someone. A lot of times in an audition, you only have a couple of minutes to make your impression upon a group of people. Same thing with a pageant. You have a group of judges. In a casting, you have your casting directors. So those are the similarities I would say instantly that I would say to you. When you're trying to get an agent, you have that minute on the phone or a meeting in person where you have to have those interview skills that are so important. In a pageant, when you are interviewing, the more you enter a pageant, the more you will gain interview skills that will help you later on in life, whether it's in the entertainment industry or throughout your life in whatever you may do. So I think that they're very important to have those skills moving forward in the entertainment industry.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Sandy. So let's take that question about getting a talent agent or getting your agency. How does someone go about approaching a talent agent or an agency for representation?
Well, I think the first question you need to ask yourself is, what area are you interested in the most? I get this question a lot. I think a lot of young girls say, well, I want to be a model. I get this question a lot with my Dear Andrea column. And the thing that I need to ask them first is, well, what specific area are you interested in? What specific area can I place them in? There are a lot of different types of modeling. Not everybody is going to be a runway model. You need to be a certain requirement of height. Not everyone is going to be a print model. There are certain requirements that are needed for that. So most generally, people will fall into the commercial print area. And those are the people that you see every day on television commercials or in print ads that are for, you know, TVs or kitchen appliances or, you know, your everyday people. And you can make a lot of money with that kind of a career. And then you have your spokesmodel division. So in essence, I think you need to find out what field it is you're interested in, find an agency that specializes in that, and then contact the agents that deal specifically with the type of modeling that you're interested in. And then go for a smaller market, get some experience in that smaller market, and build up your portfolio. And then if you are really interested in moving forward with it, I would highly suggest moving to a larger market.
Do you need to submit a portfolio or DVD before you contact them, or do you take it with you at your appointment? How does it work?
Well, if you're just beginning as a model, you wouldn't have any of that. And most agencies don't require that. All they would need is a Polaroid or a snapshot showing your face or a body shot. And that's really all that we really need to see on someone to see if they have potential. If you are an experienced person, then yes, we would need to see your materials. You can mail them in. And most agencies are dealing with that unless they have open, casting calls where you can come in.
So everybody absolutely wants to get the best possible agent, which, of course, would be you, Andrea, and you can't represent everyone.
Right.
So what questions should they be asking when they're visiting with an agency or an agent?
The best questions would be, to me, would be if they are available to work and if they are committed to working for us. A lot of the time...
No. Andrea, I don't mean what question would the agent ask the contestant. What contestants should the agent ask the agency? Questions about how they would represent them. I'm assuming that there are some questions to try to identify the ethics of the agent, those kinds of things.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes, they should ask up front, do they need to pay any money up front? If an agency says they need to pay any money, then you need to just hang up the phone because the only way that an agency makes any money on any talent or any models is by a commission basis. We take on any of our new talent or our old talent, and we submit them for our clients. If they book a job, we make a commission off of you. That's why we do a very good screening process on our talent to make sure that we think that they have potential to book with our clients. We have a great stable of clients that we've built up over the last 17 years. So we know what our clients are looking for, and we know what we can do for our talent. So basically, if that's the, you know, if that's a something that a modeling agency says to one of our, you know, a new face, then they need to just say, I will move on to the next agency.
That's good to know.
I think another question too would be if they say, well, you need to go and get photos taken by this photographer and it will cost you $2,000. I think that's another mistake. You need to walk away from that as well.
Those are great pieces of advice, because I know a lot of contestants who have been in both situations, and I think that's helpful to know that's not what they should be expecting from an elite, reputable agency. Well, it's time to take our first break. I know you're all dying to hear more from Andrea Patrick Forte, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back on Pageant Talk Radio.